Following is an article I wrote a couple years ago for Northwest Environmental Training Center. We were promoting one of the workshops I did called Lean Six Sigma for Environmental Professionals. It was a six-hour course that we split up into 3 days over 2 weeks, and then each day was like 2 hours each. So I just put together an article about how Lean Six Sigma are applied in government agencies and tied in with what some of the EPA's efforts were back a few years back. So I thought I'd just read off this article to you, and you can find the link to the article in the show notes if you're interested in reviewing it again. Thanks. So the title of this is EPA Driving Improvement Methodology into Government Organizations. Process improvement initiatives began with private corporations in the manufacturing sector, such as Ford, Toyota, and Bell Lab. Over the decades, these approaches have matured with the help of companies like General Electric and Motorola. These initiatives carried different names, such as Total Quality Management, Lean Six Sigma, Lean Six Sigma, and Continuous Improvement, just to name a few. The results have been impressive, with savings of billions of dollars from massive reductions in cycle times, defects, and customer complaints. In addition, these companies report higher employee engagement and satisfaction of their jobs. However, most people do not work for private manufacturing corporations. That only accounts for 10% of all employment in the United States. Most employment occurs in the service industry, around 80%, driven by retail, business services, healthcare, hospitality, and government. In fact, these sectors are each about the same size as the manufacturing sector. What improvement methodology are they using? The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, had the same question a few years ago. Since the mid-2000s, it has been collecting case studies and examples of public sector organizations implementing Lean and Six Sigma techniques, specifically those in government organizations. From the city of Fort Wayne, Indiana, to the U.S. Mint, to all branches of the U.S. Armed Forces, they have found evidence that proves that government organizations can apply these concepts and get the same results as manufacturing companies. They deployed these techniques within the EPA and, as expected, found similar success stories. Here are a few examples of service organizations deploying Lean and Six Sigma. JEA Utilities in Jacksonville, Florida. JEA launched a Lean Six Sigma project to reduce workplace accidents and reduce time to complete maintenance. They implemented a 5S program to organize and standardize the materials on the trucks. These efforts reduced fuel costs by an estimated 10% per truck due to the lighter weight. And there's a link to that article. City of Palm Bay, Florida, where I actually lived. Palm Bay Utilities prioritized its improvement effort using Lean and Six Sigma to reduce energy costs in its water and wastewater treatment plant operations by 34% from 2008 to 2011. They used 5S plus S, which is 5S plus safety, and completed over 100 improvement events. These events saved $1.15 million in FY 2011 and helped the utility to improve its municipal bond ratings in 2009 and 2010. Also a link to that article. City of Tyler, Texas. The wastewater department stabilized magnesium hydroxide dosages, which led to reduced costs based on confidence derived from statistical analysis. The analysis showed that they will still comply with state regulations, resulting in $80,000 in savings to date. They also established standard operating procedures, or SOPs, which ensure the continued efficiency of their processes and savings for the city and taxpayers. And also a link to that article. Iowa Department of Natural Resources. The Iowa DNR conducted over 30 Lean Kaizen Rapid Improvement events. The results include decreasing lead times on underground storage tank correction action decisions from 38 months to 3 months, and reducing the average time to issue standard air construction permits from 62 days to 6, and a link to that full case study too. Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. Connecticut DEEP program has undertaken approximately 50 projects to address environmental quality, conservation, and business administration processes. The Office of Long Island Sound Permit Program, was able to reduce processing time of initial response letter by 85%, from an average of 205 days to 30 days. They're also able to reduce processing time from application receipt to permit decision by 72%, from an average of 566 days to 160 days. And there's a link to that article too. And in general, if you want to learn more about the efforts from EPA to drive lean, you can visit the website at epa.gov/lean/government. So that sounds good, but what actual techniques are used to obtain these improvements? There are many different tools and techniques taught with Lean and Six Sigma initiatives, depending on the type of problem. Some are very simple, like is not, or check sheets, pictograms, brainstorming, and shadow boards. Others are more complicated, such as analysis of variance, ANOVA, statistical process control, SPC, and HIJUNCA. We could spend an entire article on each tool, so to get started, let's look at some key themes that help make these initiatives successful. In order to explain why they work, we need to think about how things work in organizations that do not use these approaches. In many departments and organizations, when a problem comes up, a manager will often get upset at an individual for making a mistake. They will then quickly offer a solution, expect that the solution will get implemented immediately without discussion, and then expect that problem will never happen again. This is the worst approach to take. The manager has just instilled a fear of reporting problems, blame the employee, not the process, and their solution will probably not be effective. In fact, all future problems will now be the responsibility of the manager to solve, as the workers are now afraid of making another mistake by trying to solve the problem on their own and possibly getting the wrong answer. Now let's look at how Lean and Six Sigma initiatives approach problems differently. 1. Disciplined problem-solving approach. To consistently solve problems, a company needs to have a common approach, so everyone does it the same way. Problems need to be solved by a cross-functional team of people, not just an individual. Processes work as part of a system and are not isolated on their own. Only a team can look at the problem from different perspectives and get to the best solution. At each stage of the problem-solving process, useful tools and techniques are applied, such as 5 Whys, fishbone diagram, Pareto charts, and brainstorming. This disciplined approach helps communicate how much progress has been made and gives the team the best chance of success, making it less likely they will skip steps or jump ahead. 2 is understand the process. Lean and Six Sigma teaches a thorough evaluation of the current process through physical visits to the work area, or virtual visits if an electronic process. Documenting the process graphically and capturing data on how the process performs. Only when a true understanding of the existing process is clear to the team can effective improvements be implemented. In addition, the idea that processes do not take place in isolation is reinforced. Processes work within a system. If all processes do not work together in an organization for a common goal, such as customer needs, then the processes can unintentionally cause problems for other departments, workers, or even the customer, which cause increased costs, unhappy customers, and long delays. 3. Focused events. Instead of working on a problem in short tasks that can span months and months, Lean and Six Sigma teaches focused efforts to resolve a problem in a short period of time. Once you decide the problem is worth solving, then get the right people in the room together, talk through the problem, analyze the process, come up with the best solution for the customer, and implement the solution. This can be done in a matter of days instead of months or years. The event forces the team to complete the improvements in a certain time frame, often 3 to 5 full days, with lofty goals, like 50 to 90% improvement. This creates a sense of urgency for the team, which keeps distractions to a minimum and can generate amazing solutions. 4. Respect the worker. Possibly the most important factor in how successful these initiatives become will depend on how well the worker is treated. Lean and Six Sigma empowers workers to help solve their own problems, not wait for a manager or a support person to tell them how to fix it. Within the problem-solving approach and during events, the worker is the expert, not the manager, who does not do the job every day. In many organizations, the employee is given broken processes with conflicting goals and expected to excel. Lean and Six Sigma focuses on fixing the process first so the worker has the best chance of success. If you work in an organization that does not have an improvement initiative, don't worry. You can pilot this approach within your own department or work area or even at home. Start by implementing the 4 key items above and make sure you document and share your results with others in your organization or household. and then I give a little description of that course. You can actually still access that course and sign up for it. It's recorded and available for people, so check that out. We've also incorporated some of those concepts into our the free Lean Six Sigma in the Environment online course that's available on the website at leansixsigmaenvironment.org. So if you haven't checked that out, I've added some more videos from the Wasted Food workshops. And encourage you to check that out. And then also we've got the Lean Six Sigma for Good Lessons from the Gemba, Volume 1. We've got 5 chapters out. We're working on a few more chapters that will be released. There is a cost to that book, but all the proceeds from each chapter go to the nonprofit that the author has chosen. And so not only we get some great examples of Lean Six Sigma applied to nonprofits, but you'll also be supporting the nonprofits. Thanks for listening, and talk to you soon.